Talkradio.com.
Talk Live, 855-453. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, kicking off the third hour with Mark.
And Wayne.
And Johnson.
You can give us a call about anything you want to talk about. We've been talking about the state of the economy and the presidential race here for the last couple hours. 855-450-3733. But you can bring up anything you want. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. On freetalklive.com, you can go there and you can upload stories or blog posts or videos or whatever you want to link to. And you can vote up other people's choices and they can vote yours up. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live, and that's what we do at the website. It's completely interactive. freetalklive.com. Let's go to Evan, calling in from WWCK. Evan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Great to be with you tonight. Before I get into why I was calling, I wanted to commend you for one of your advertisers, Cheaper Than Dirt.
They play all kinds of different things during the in different iterations of the show all over. So
they're great. Those are great people, man. I'll tell you what, after all these bizarre shooting events, which I know are staged events, I decided okay. I've never owned a so-called assault rifle, but I know fellows who are retired special forces, and they go deer hunting with them. And, hey, if they can deer hunt with them, I certainly can, too. But I also got to ask you real quick. You had a sponsor promoting a Ruger Scout rifle. Can you tell me what sponsor that is? Because I'd like to give them some business.
Ruger used to advertise on the program here, so I mean, and you know, I know the Scout rifle is their, one of their new offerings, and it's supposed to be really great, but I couldn't tell you. Ruger says to go to your local gun dealer. That's what they always recommended to us.
All right. Okay, well, I just want to tell your audience that anybody that wants ammo or any great, accessories, et cetera, you can even construct your own high quality so-called assault rifle. From all the components they offer there.
One place to get great accessories is ManVentureOutpost.com.
Okay, ManVentureOutpost. I'll have to check them out, too.
All right, go ahead. So what was on your mind?
Yeah, the monetary system. Well, I originally told your call screener that I was calling about mortgages. And I think that's crucial because Paul Harvey, the rest of the story guy, had an expression sign on the dotted line. And I got curious one day, and I scoped out the signature line on my checkbook. And
yep.
Abracadabra, miniature dot matrix, the words authorized signature all the way across.
That's what it says. The line is actually on your checks is actually some, as I understand it, is actually some verbiage.
Yeah, two words. Well, a lady friend of mine, she has a bank account, check account, and on hers it says original document in miniature dot matrix. Okay, so it's
but
either going to be authorized signature or original document. So anyway, I did a little due diligence. I discovered in the library in the Uniform Commercial Code, which is part of the United States Code, sections pertaining to the fact that when one assigns their name on the dotted line, as it were, as an authorized signature, that paper, that stationary paper, actually becomes the currency that funds the loan. So, you know, a promissory note that everybody signs is actually deposited into a new account as a cash deposit.
That's a true statement. So the money, when you take out a loan, say a mortgage or whatever kind of loan, what it does is it creates money. The Federal Reserve uses that opportunity to create money. And then, of course, the bank charges interest. So you have to consider if all these people are creating money through taking loans, and they are, and they pay the money back, and, of course, the bank has to pay it back to the Federal Reserve, and then, you know, I guess the money gets destroyed in the process, then what happens to the interest? Because people can't pay back anything, if the interest isn't being created, and it's not being created, only the principle is being created, then where does the interest come from? And I guess it just comes from, you know, creative destruction. They're destroying people's lives with bankruptcy.
And more inflation.
Inflation and savings. The value comes from the people who have been responsible with their money and taking value from them.
It certainly does.
Decreasing the value of their savings, you've essentially stolen from them. And that's how this, where the wealth is coming from.
And 15 years ago, you could go and get a CD and get 7% interest on a six-month CD. My grandfather used to do it all the time. Interest rates are so low now that people that have savings that are elderly can't live off their principal anymore.
Yeah.
So they end up being impoverished. Because you have artificially low interest rates.
Evan? Hey, you guys, when you have time, maybe this could be a topic for a future program. Look up, it's called Security of the Person. Some guy by the name of Menard, M-E-N-A-R-D, Menard Security of the Person. I don't actually have a computer yet. I'm going to be doing that in the near future. But a friend of mine just stopped over and says, man, you got to check this out, Security of the Person. He didn't know I didn't have a computer. So.
Thanks for the call, Evan.
I want to mention something. Hopefully Evan's still listening. Real quick, there's a, you know, since he was talking about the ammunition and assault rifles and whatnot, somebody asked me to mention this tonight, you know, on air, and I think it's really kind of interesting. 3D printing technology is kind of becoming a big thing, you know, growing, and more people are able to print whatever they want with these home printers, because the costs are coming down. You can get a printer that actually prints other 3D printers for like under $500 now. And there's a project that's really interesting. There's two things. There's two main companies that do 3D printers. There's the RepRap, and then there is the I can't remember the name of the other one, but it's something like the MakerBot. It's MakerBot. Mm-hmm. And the MakerBot has basically gone and said that they don't want any gun designs for 3D printing. They won't accept any printable guns with their machine. Each of these machines have like a printable library that you can go and access designs. Well, with the RepRap, they haven't said that, and actually some guys have gone out and they're trying to raise money, and they have this site, printablegun.com, where they've gone and actually made this design where they're trying to make it so that basically it's a one-shot weapon. And I don't want to talk too much about it. It's just like, I think it's an interesting concept. I think it's interesting for people to look at, but I kind of get a little concerned with something that's going to explode in your hand made from plastic.
Yeah, it does seem a little weird.
You know,
but with 3D printing technology is probably going to change the world. I mean, pretty soon you're not going to have to go to a big box store and buy whatever it is you're looking for. You'll be able to go down to the corner and have it printed up. And then when you're done with whatever it is that you're there, you can just take it and toss the material in, and they'll recycle it and turn it into something else.
And there's so much stuff that you buy that's made out of plastic. I mean, there's so much
stuff. And so much more that could be made out of plastic.
Sure, absolutely. And if there was even a little bit more knowledge, I mean, if kids were actually learning electronics, I would love to. I went to a school that really didn't have any electronics courses, but I would have taken that like a fish to water. And it would be so great if more people were actually learning that and could manufacture their own things, because you know, electronics isn't really that hard if you get into it and have practice. So if kids were really learning this from an early age and able to print the housings and the parts and all the things, who knows what they could make.
Let's go to Aaron calling in from WXNT. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? All's well. Right. What's on your mind?
Good. I was just thinking about, I was watching Romney fumble his way through his announcement this morning. I was making a joke with somebody this morning when he said the next president, Paul Ryan.
That's right. I guess he's predicting his own death.
I said, he's so bad, he don't even believe he's going to be the next president.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a shame because I really don't think it's going to be close. I think he just sealed his doom, his fate.
How so? With Ryan?
Yeah.
I think he sealed his fate because I don't care how many senior citizens think or feel they need to hate Obama, but what they love their money more than they hate Obama. And, you know, and you can just scare them once with their Medicaid, their Medicare, whatever, and they all in Florida. And Virginia and Ohio, and he just lost those states. And he cannot win without them. You know?
There you go. Thanks for the call, Aaron. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Your opinions are welcome.
Hi, I'm Roger Schlesinger, the Mortgage Minute Guy. I'm a mortgage lender throughout all 50 states in this great country of ours. The majority of people in the United States love the 30-year fix. We're the only country that actually has a 30-year fix. And you pay a very big price to get a low monthly payment. If you were to refinance into a $350,000 30-year fix in the low threes, it would take you 7 years to pay it down from $350,000 to $300,000. If instead you refinance into a 15-year fix in the high twos, it would only take you 2.5 years to pay it down, and in 7 years, you would pay all the way down from $350,000 to $200,000. You can't afford this kind of treatment. You must get into a better loan, and we'll show you how. Call us at 866-288-0088, 866-288-0088, or go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Until next time, I'm Roger Schlesinger, the Mortgage Minute Guy.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 10th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,609.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,650.05, $825.03 for a half ounce, or $412.51 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,650.05, $825.03, and $412.51.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. I just about missed my cue there. 855-450-3733. That's what you get when you get the B team on a Saturday night. You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. It's Mark.
And Wayne.
And Johnson.
The B-man.
That's right.
I guess I'm the B-man. Okay.
No, we're all the B-men tonight.
We're talking about monetary policy and how the government is messing with the money. And, you know, you can withdraw your consent from the Federal Reserve note. You can put your money into bitcoins. Bitcoins are a new online currency. They exist in online. They are a digital currency. They are ones and zeros. They are a math problem so difficult that all the computers in the world can't solve them. And that's what they bring to the table. You can send and receive money with bitcoins without paying any fees. You can be certain that no one's messing with your account. Nobody's going to freeze your account because they're unhappy with the way you've done things. PayPal. And you aren't forced into any chargeback situations. It's your money, and you can be in control of it with bitcoins. You don't have the federal government, demanding that the banks, across the ocean, report your income to them. Well, bitcoins, it's your bank account. You can do what you want. You can go find out more about bitcoins at weusecoins.org. And if you want to get bitcoins, you can get them from bitinstant.com. They've got more than 700,000 locations that you can deposit money and have bitcoins in your bitcoin wallet before you get back home. It's bitinstant.com or weusecoins.org, both of those. So let's go to Tim, calling in from XM. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hello, this is Tim from Minnesota.
Hello, Tim.
I got a question for you. How would you like to pay off the federal debt?
No.
Every penny, the $14 trillion, lower gas prices by $1.50 a gallon, bring 20 million jobs back to America, lower the cost of living on things like milk, butter, cheese, bread, meat, across the board, everything in the grocery store, cut it by 25%. How would you like to do that?
I don't believe in paying. I bet they would like to, but I don't believe in paying off the federal debt because I don't believe it belongs to me. But go ahead.
Well, the federal debt can be easily be paid off, and the money that the debt is paid off with can be used to stimulate the new economy.
How would you pay off the debt and use the money to stimulate the new economy?
We would pay off the Fed. There are an estimated $150 trillion of derivatives. There
okay.
is an estimated $65 trillion of equity in all the publicly owned companies that are traded on Wall Street every day.
Okay.
What we would do is have a one-time flash tax on the derivatives and the equity market. That money that would be generated from the flash tax would pay off all the bonds that the debt represents. All of this money that would be used that would pay off the bonds would be money that would be opened up and you could use to develop the new economy.
So you're going to take money from other people that unlike you that do not have derivatives and these stocks.
There's $150 trillion of derivatives that are stagnant dollars that just sit there and don't do anything. There's $65 trillion of equity in all the public companies. And it's stagnant money that sits there and does nothing.
But it's not yours.
All of the money that all of the equity markets represent is intellectual property, whether it's controlled through the copyright or all the other laws that we have that protect all of this intellectual property. And who protects all of that intellectual property?
I guess the government does.
The government does. These companies don't pay anything for that protection.
So what happens if you do this flash tax and these companies say, okay, fine, then we're done. We're leaving the United States.
Okay. Well, it also would be in the New Economy Act would be if you move your company overseas, we no longer protect your intellectual property. So a good example would be like General Electric. They move their entire MRI division over to China. Well, fine, move it there. We just made all your technology generic, which means we can reproduce it here in the United States for about a half the cost.
I think that intellectual property laws are, that they often are abused by companies and that they generally are pretty bad thing.
They aren't abused here in the United States. Like I said, if you take your company, let's say...
Oh, yeah, they are abused, absolutely, Tim. To say
no,
that...
Tim,
hey. You got your chance to talk.
Revolutionary idea.
I'm sorry. Really? Like, you know, I'm not going to get a chance to even discuss this? No, is what he says to me. Am I full of pride and hubris here? I can't believe it. I mean, I know the guy waited, but I guess I'm angry.
Well, he said his piece, Mark. I mean, I think he got out what he was trying to.
It's an interesting idea.
It sounds good on the surface, but, you know.
I'd have to dig into it further, but.
But see, this intervention begets more, which begets more. And you heard him start to say, well, then you got to have this law, and then you got to have this law. And really, what Iceland did, it makes a lot more sense. Just say, okay. We can't pay it. We're defaulting.
Yeah.
And besides,
well,
it was
the federal government
anyway.
Wanted to pay off the federal debt. All it would have to make is $2.5 trillion coins, and you know, mint those, bam, bam, and then pay off the debt. If that's what it wanted to do,
sure.
Then the debt would be. This is to the Federal Reserve is where the debt goes. So it's basically the government loaning from itself or these member banks. So you know, I mean, it wouldn't affect the economy really in any way.
So I mean, the this guy's one of the things he said, and I totally agree with you, Mark, about is IP law. He said IP law is not abused in the United States.
Have you ever heard the term IP troll?
It's like so ridiculous.
Right.
Have you not looked at Silicon Valley and seen what's going on between companies like, you know, Google and Apple and Microsoft
Samsung.
And Yahoo and Samsung, and it just goes on and on. I mean, look at the mobile market alone and look at what they're doing. I mean, Apple's recently been suing these companies over handset providers like, oh, Android, we can't have this Android phone coming in, so we got to sue over intellectual property. These companies wield these things like nukes.
Yeah, it's
over
too
one
rectangular.
Another.
That's not good. Let's go to Don, calling WAVH. Don, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just got a question, guys. I was reading something on the Internet. And like I said, I know you shouldn't believe everything you read on the Internet, but then again, you should not believe everything you read on the Internet.
Yeah, there's something.
It's probably more accurate than what you would see on TV news, so.
Yes. Yeah. And likewise for the television. But anyway, it was stating that from your mother, from the day your mother birthed you into this world, everything you sign, what she signed or whatever, when you get to a certain age, it is a contract, and it starts with your birth certificate. So... I was just wondering if you could comment on that or just tell me something about that. And I also wanted to say that the guy who was talking about the Federal Reserve, its currency is like it's a fiat currency.
Don, hold the line. I want to talk to you about the Federal Reserve here in a minute. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. See if we can squeeze you in the last couple of segments of Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition with Mark.
And Wayne.
And Johnson.
You know, a lot of people are stocking up on precious metals right now, whether it's as a hedge against inflation or a barter currency in case the economy goes way south, or, you know, an investment. Experts are predicting that gold and silver will be heading up later on this year. Whatever the reason, I certainly have it. I'm not going to give financial advice because, well, I'm not qualified to, but I am going to tell you that I certainly have listened to people who've recommended getting precious metals. And I recommend that if you're going to get precious metals, that you check at gold.freetalklive.com first. Second, before you buy, check with gold.freetalklive.com. Many of these big gold companies, they kind of, flim-flam you. They get you to call in and then, you know, you want bullion and they're going to give you numismatics and, you know, back and forth. At gold.freetalklive.com, you can look at the coins that you're going to buy, price them ahead of time, do some comparisons, because that's how you buy low so you can sell high. It's gold.freetalklive.com. All right, let's go back to Don. Listen, WAVH. Go ahead, Don.
Okay, you said you wanted to talk to me about the Federal Reserve. Before we get into that, I want to say this. I would say, like 99 times out of 10, you should never believe what the TV tells you. Never.
The TV?
Yes, television, media, newspapers, all that. Because under Executive Order 10995, which was issued by JFK, that gave the federal government control over everything. Notice I said executive order. It didn't go to the House, the Senate, the Congress, it didn't go through none of that. And that executive order is still in place today. Now, he also signed another executive order, which is Executive Order 1110, which was basically to return the United States give it power back to print their own money, because the United States does not print their own money.
Right. The Federal Reserve does.
Yeah. The Federal Reserve prints the United States government money. It loans the United States government.
The Treasury, yep.
Yes. Money at interest, which is why at the end of the year you pay your taxes, and that is included in the Federal Reserve Act. Now,
The government, you know, uses tax money for all kinds of reasons, including paying interest on the debt.
Now, see, you would have to really, if you got rid of the Federal Reserve, then you would have no debt.
Well, I don't know that's. I mean, people would still borrow money in the absence of the Federal Reserve. I mean,
we'd have a national
interest
debt.
Rates might be higher. Now, I think that a government borrowing any money is immoral because, my son is 4 years old. He hasn't agreed to anything like this. But if he's going to show up as an American citizen at 18 years old, they're going to tax his labor to pay off debts from. You know, the government has never paid off its debts. Andrew Jackson had it down to 20,000 back in the early 1800s. But I mean, conceivably. We still have that principle there that I'm paying off today. I didn't vote on any of that stuff.
Yeah, this is what people don't know. America has been in debt for almost 100 years.
More than that.
I can believe that. But like I said, this is a fiat currency. The only thing that gives this currency value is people's faith and belief in it that it has value, because there is no collateral on the currency.
That's true. Thanks for the call, Don. There is nothing backing up U.S. dollars. People will say that it's the power of the government. Nothing. I mean, you know, basically, other than the government telling banks that they have to accept U.S. dollars as currency, which, of course, they would do anyway, that's all there is. It's the same thing. Let's go to Andrew calling in from Auburn. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All's well.
I just want to call and let you guys know how much I appreciate y'all.
Well, thanks.
Being appreciated is nice.
I always have Liberty Radio Network on my iTunes.
You can listen to LRN.FM.
Yeah, LRN.FM. I keep it on when I go to work, and my dog listens to it when I'm at work and keeps him calmed down. He doesn't bark or anything like that.
It's my soothing tones.
It's got to be, man. But,
thanks.
For real, much love to you guys up there in Keene, New Hampshire.
Appreciate it, Andrew.
Have you
Thanks
downloaded the LRN.FM app?
You can get the LRN.FM app that's actually available for your iPhone, right? They don't have one for the Android.
Well, you're right, exactly. And he said iTunes, so I assume he has got an iPhone or maybe something.
Could very well be the case. Go to Michael listening on KMED. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was wondering if you guys knew where it states, if it's even stated in the Constitution, where it gives the authority of the American citizens to vote to determine who the president is.
I thought that the American citizens voted toward the Electoral College, which then goes and votes for the president. Isn't that right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So how do they do that?
How do they do it?
Yeah, how's that?
Well,
how do we vote for Electoral College? I never even heard of who was running for Electoral College, so...
Right. It is very strange. You vote for a presidential candidate, but, then they appoint an electoral person to, vote for you at the Electoral College.
I feel like I'm back in high school, like, it's a bicameral system.
Yeah, who appoints the elector?
Probably the Republican and Democratic parties specifically.
Yeah, because, I've read the Constitution. And what I see in there is that it says Congress determines who the president is. So
I don't know. Do they seal?
And also, I read up on Electoral College, and they can vote. You know, they're supposed to vote. You know, the way that they say they're going to vote.
But they don't all do it.
But they don't have to, and there's no rule that says they do. So
there you go.
Congress is the one who appoints the elector. How is it that we really have a vote? That's what I'm asking.
You know, a lot of people think that they're doing these polls for, the percentage of people that are for Romney, the percentage that are for Obama, and it really doesn't make any sense. I mean, the fact is it's 50 different state elections for these electors, as you're talking about here. So, a nationwide poll on who likes who doesn't really even matter. It's just
which
states.
It's almost like they're gauging to see who's going to be the most acceptable to the masses, to maybe so there's less of a chance of, I don't know, just to keep us asleep kind of a deal.
And things like that.
I don't know. I mean, you know, a lot of people think that there's some dark conspiracy behind the voting process. And I, you know, to me, the short answer is that most people, I mean, you've heard them calling in tonight. They're Romney fans or they're, they're Obama fans or whatever fans they are.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all kinds of people out there that are going to vote for these people.
Yeah, I don't understand if anybody could be a fan of either of these people.
Well, I can tell you, there are.
Mm-hmm. You know, who are they? Who are these people?
Take a look at your Facebook. I mean, I'm pounded all day long by people that say that Obama's better than Romney or Romney's better than Obama.
I'm not at all.
Yeah, I mean, if I met either of these two guys, I wouldn't, I'd talk to them, but I think it'd be really strange to talk to them in real life, really get to try to know one of them. I think it'd be very strange.
Well, these people have, travel in circles that we'll never get to know.
I would school Obama in a game of one-on-one, so I guarantee that.
Michael, thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. I hear he's really good.
But you know something? The whole voting thing, really, what this purpose it serves for the people in power is it makes the citizenry feel like they have a choice, that they're participating. And in the end, it doesn't make any difference who you vote for. Because look who you have. You've got establishment candidate A, establishment candidate B. They're both going to do the same crap to you.
Yeah, I like the Emma Goldman quote that if voting made a difference, they'd make it illegal.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that I think that you shouldn't vote either. I just don't think that, people have been voting and not voting in elections for 200 and something years, and this is what we've got. I think that it's the way the system's set up that's broken. And I'm going to come out right here on national radio and say it. I think the Constitution is a flawed document. I think that it set this up, and this is the reasonable outcome.
The articles,
you see what the kind of government the Constitution brings, this is it.
The Articles of Confederation were probably much better.
All old technology, and we live in a new world. I want to be able to choose, who's providing me with protection. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-5707. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-441-5707. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-441-5707. That's 1-800-441-5707.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, final segment. I guess I'm not going to give out the telephone number. That would be kind of pointless. It's Mark with you.
And Wayne.
And Johnson.
You know, Free Talk Live, we bring you a radio program where you can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about, a website where you can post news stories and people can vote them up, vote them down. It's very interactive. If you like what we do and you do online shopping, do your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. There we have links to many online retailers, but probably the most notable of which is Amazon. You're probably going to do your shopping at Amazon anyway, so you know, take the extra moment to go through shop.freetalklive.com. It is extraordinarily helpful to us. We get a lot of help from Amazon, and it's help from listeners like you, and we thank you.
You know, I never feel you guys clarify enough this particular read that you do. That when they go through shop.amazon.com, it's no cost.
Shop.freetalklive.com.
Shop.freetalklive.com.
We try to say the same great prices and the same great service that you normally get.
But there's no cost to the person who goes through. So you can do that, and it doesn't cost you a thing.
It costs you an extra moment.
Other than the time to type it in.
An extra moment, yep.
So it's a really huge benefit to Free Talk Live, and it doesn't cost you a thing.
Let's take James calling in XM from Texas. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, good evening, fellas. I really appreciate what y'all do. I just wanted to let you know I'm very concerned about that National Defense Authorization Act. And for those that may not know, basically people that do what you do could wind up in a FEMA camp.
Why, do you have guns? Fork them over.
Yeah. Well, a federal judge put forth an injunction to stop the provision of the act that would allow them to just pretty much pick up anybody without any due process whatsoever and hold them indefinitely. But the Obama administration is appealing it. And I wish really that you would follow that closely because...
Well, we've paid a lot of attention. Actually, every NDAA is always a disaster for freedom. Every one of the National Defense Authorization Acts, every year, it's a big disaster.
Well, personally, I believe that the industrial military complex is going to turn on its own. And I believe that this whole war on terror is a smokescreen that's here basically to bring this country under submission of the United Nations. And I
I don't believe the rhetoric that's coming out of Washington.
Now, let me ask you this. Why would politicians in Washington, D.C., people that are the most powerful, this is the most powerful nation on the planet, and the president probably is the most powerful seat of the most powerful nation, why would they turn over their power to an organization like the U.N.?
Well, the U.N. is a secondary tool, basically. Well, let's don't call it the U.N., let's call it the United Nations Organization.
Okay.
And basically what that is, it's a little government that's been set up by multinational corporations and fat cats, Euro-American fat cats, like Goldman Sachs and others, that are basically pillaging the resources of the world. And the fat cats in Washington have been promised all kinds of sweet insider trading deals all of these years, and there's just too many up there that have become millionaires. And you recall that there's always been a law in the books against insider trading. What Martha Stewart went to jail for, basically Joe Biden and all those other senators and congressmen up there can do legally.
Well, I think actually Martha Stewart went to jail for lying to the investigators about what those people were doing.
Well, the insider trading's been going on forever.
Oh, yeah.
I think that they serve the party more than they serve the country.
That much is true.
And that's they serve sure. themselves and their party more. Themselves and their party means more to them than the country does and the sovereignty of the states.
So it's
not that they just turn their power over to the U.N. It's just that they give in to...
They do what's beneficial for them. I mean, that's what politicians do. Thank you for the call, James. They reward their friends and punish their enemies, and they make money in the process.
And they hide it in Switzerland.
What a surprise. Not all of them, don't they? There's always the Cayman Islands, Wayne. Let's go to Wayne, calling WRNN. Wayne, or excuse me, Warren. I just said Wayne. Wayne's here on Free Talk Live. Warren,
I'm here.
What's on your mind?
Obama. He never seems to be persecuted or prosecuted for fraud or treason or anything else that he's performed so far.
What's he done that's more treasonous than any other president?
Well, he's totally ignored the Constitution.
Well, that's nothing new.
Well, that's new.
Murdered American citizens without due process of law.
Bush was doing the same things, rendering people all across the world.
Yeah, well, if he is not elected, he's going to have a good temporary two months of lame duck.
Yeah, lame duck, right?
Lame duck Congress perform mm-hmm. his magic again.
Well, I mean, it's going to be a Republican Congress. He's going to have a difficult time getting things through. Warren, I do appreciate the call. 855. Oops, I'm giving the number. I think that every president is always going to step it up one bit more. Essentially, what we've done is we've gone from the autocracy where the king turns it over to his son and they turn it over to their son to a 4-year king. It took a long time for power to coalesce, but power tends to coalesce. And it's taken a while for it to coalesce into the presidency, but that's where it's come. At this point, with the executive orders and the way that they don't even pay attention to Congress and, if things aren't going my way, I'll just pass an executive order.
This whole mentality that we have to vote for rulers, that we demand rulers, this is so ludicrous. Ruler A, ruler B, the captain of the slave ship, whatever you want to call it, why are people so concerned about who the next ruler is going to be?
Yeah.
Well, because really, they see them as protectors.
They believe that they didn't build that. They believe Obama when it comes to that whole, you know, idea that, well, you need the government in order to have, you know, whatever it is that you have. I just don't think so.
That's a fatal error in judgment because, you know, whether you're on the so-called right or left, there are problems to be solved. But when you centralize authority and power in one place, there's all sorts of unintended consequences and corruption, and you can see what's happened as power coalesces further and further.
Right. I mean, if you're a Democrat, look, we know what happens when Democrats get in power. You have New York State. You've got New Jersey. You've got Connecticut. I mean, you can see what happens when they get in power. That's what it looks like. If you're a Republican, we know what happens when Republicans get in power. You can take a look at Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, Texas, Oklahoma. We know what it looks like. Neither one of these is pretty. Neither one is particularly solvent. Some are more like police states. I mean, in Texas, they're arresting school kids for scribbling on desks. In New York, I mean, they're insolvent. They can barely pay their retirement for their public employees. I mean, these things have foreseeable consequences. Your support for these two parties has foreseeable consequences. You can look and see it now.
How about a society where we have rules but no rulers?
It'd be nice. I mean, just you know, the basic rules of, you know, you don't harm other people and you do what you say you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those are some good rules.
Yes.
The only justice should be the elimination of the initiation of aggressive force. It's just that should be the only enforcement of justice.
But, you know, a state can't survive without aggressive force. I mean, really, it can't. I mean, if it, you know, they've got whatever problem they've got, whether it's public schools or policing or whatever, they must tax someone
but police,
who doesn't want
it. But the thing is that most people refuse to acknowledge is that policing can exist absent of the state.
It did exist.
It did.
In the 19th century, it existed. I mean, have you ever heard of Pinkerton men? This was a private protection agency, and there was competition to them out there, and it was, you know, it worked relatively well. There were no police prior to 1850. The first police force came into London in the 1850s, and most United States.
And they must have constantly been at war, right, Mike? They were constantly at war back then because obviously the police forces will go to war with one another and just start fighting because that's the way it works, right?
Mostly people keep themselves safe.
Right.
Mostly.
Mostly.
Thanks for listening. It's been Mark with you.
And Wayne.
And Johnson.
You can find us at freetalklive.com. In the meantime, we will be back tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And it's freetalklive.com.
If you die today, would your family be able to keep their home? Will your children get a college education? No? Then you need to protect them with life insurance. Life insurance helps make up for your lost income, funds your child's education, pays off household debt, pays for your funeral, pays taxes, and more. Learn all you need to know about life insurance, free, from the Center for Sound Consumer Advice. Call for their free latest consumer protection guide, 1-800-819-6545. Get your free insurance guide today, 1-800-819-6545.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.